wife out near Kalamazoo. She said, dinner's on me, but boy, I'm coming with you. Now I can't tell you what happened through the course of the night, but I tell you, that girl done a lot of things wrong, but she sure done them right. Ha ha. She holds a bag and brother, I hold this gun. So put up your hands, don't put up a fight. 'Cause if you make me do something wrong, I'm gonna have to do it right. Hey, I got the pedal on the floor and I'm a running down 75. I got the law on my tail and you know they want me dead or alive. Now all I can think about is I run through the night. I done me a lot of things wrong, but I sure done them right. Yeah, I done me a lot of things wrong, but I sure done them right.
Dupe and the Inside Outlaws, Friday night at the Pike Room out in Crowfoot. That is off their, I believe, Blood River CD. I pulled it off their MySpace site. It's called Done 'Em Right, and they do it right. Up next, we have a new artist to the motor. His name is, actually, I think I played him last week, Bobby Pincock. And he is going to be another one where I lost the paperwork. Ah! I will get that information for you. In the meantime, we're going to listen to his song called Round Peg in a Square World and enjoy. It's off a CD called 10,000 Stories. Well, it won't start, so I got time. I found the piece of paperwork, and it says he is playing Valentine's Day at the Plymouth Coffee Beanery. So that is in Plymouth. Here it is.
Everyone I see's floating downstream. I pull my weight going up. Steady hands drinking their religion while I smash my cup. Starred shirts with hair picture perfect while I don't own a comb. Life falls in place if you just let it happen. I won't fetch your bone. Round and round and round and round and who knows where I'll fit in. I'm a round peg in a square world. So don't pound and pound and pound and pound. You can quit, you'll never win. I'm a round peg in a square world. Sun shines, I pop up my umbrella. I'm vegan but bite into a thigh. Some think I do it for attention, a claim I deny. You've got land yachts with liquid crystal pictures, au pairs who burp and wipe them clean. But my children take me into their worlds. You know what that means. Round and round and round and round and who knows where I'll fit in. Say I should try it, I don't know. Life's burdens might leave, oh no, no. Who knows, it might make you smile, give you something true to believe in. You sorry, and I dance while you're down on your knees. My hands go out when someone's falling. I don't wait for please, so never say please, and I'll do what I please.
With a little bit of a drum solo. Stop right there. That's right. It didn't break. It's just stopping. That was Bobby Pinnock, and he is playing the Plymouth Coffee Bean on Valentine's Day. What we heard was off a CD that just came into the station called 10,000 Stories. The song was Round Peg in a Square World. Like that title. Well, we don't have a whole lot more time to go. I want to remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. The Orbisons are playing on Friday night. They're playing Irwin's Pub in Fraser, Michigan. And on Valentine's Day, they're playing the Outriggers in Whitmore Lake. We're going to listen to something from them called Mexican Border. And you can check them out this weekend at a couple places, Aaron's Pub and the Outriggers in Whitmore Lake on Valentine's Day. And we will have Emily Rose up if we have to pod down the Orbisons. I'll say sorry, Vinny.
The 3 blocks from the Mexican border. 3 blocks and I'm on the phone. 3 blocks from the Mexican border. 3 blocks and I ain't coming home. Hey, operator, please connect me. Yeah, I'm running for cover. I ain't running for speed. Wanna tell that woman just where I stand. I'm in El Paso, Texas.
Okay, we are almost ready for Emily coming up real soon. But I want to remind you that that was the Orbisons, who are playing Aaron's Pub in Fraser on Friday night, and Valentine's Day they're playing Outriggers out in Whitmore Lake. That was off their CD Dollars and Dice. Up next, we've got something a little bit of a struggle getting this one on. It is a Burn CD the band Sons of Adrae sent me. It's a live recording, so it's a little bit rough. There's supposed to be 13 cuts, but when I put it in the system, it only reads 6. We're going to listen to Vultures and Hyenas, and who knows? It's supposed to be a 12-minute song, so I know there's a couple all tagged together. We'll see what we can do. Sons of Adrae's. In fact, this band is going to be on the live drive next week. Some Dearborn homeboys.
Right. Check, check, check.
Take it away.
Hey, y'all, we're the Sons of Adrae. This song is called Vultures and Hyenas.
And the hyenas are tearing me apart. And the hyenas are tearing me apart.
Alrighty, we are going to take down Sons of Adrae's. Remind you, they're going to be playing here next week on the Motor Live Drive. We provide a wide cross-section of music here on the station Making Waves on the Motor Live Drive show. And Sons of Adrae's are playing at the Ritz in Warren, Michigan, Saturday night. And next week on the Live Drive, right now we have in the studio Emily Rose.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, good. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, we're right here in the Motor Live Drive studios. We have Emily Rose in our studios, ready to go. In fact, Emily.
Yes.
What would you like to start us off with?
I was gonna start off with a song called Everybody's Talking. It's written by Fred Neil. It'll probably be the only cover I'll play today, but just to get me warmed up.
Okay.
Right. So you might recognize it. It was covered by Harry Nilsson.
Everybody's talking at me, but I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stop and stare, but I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast wind, saving on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody is talking at me, but I can't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind.
All right.
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
Well, that was really nice. We haven't had a nice singer-songwriter in the studio and not a loud band for a while, so you sound so nice.
Oh, the rest of the band's on the way. I didn't tell you?
No, you didn't.
Yeah. I hope you have room for a double bass drum back here.
All right.
It's been done.
No, you've got such a nice sound for, yeah, you've
Thanks.
Got such a big voice for such a little girl.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
But... In fact, what can you tell our listeners about Emily Rose?
Emily Rose. Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm just a woman, who writes music. That's a good question. Who am I?
Who is Emily Rose? Well, you've got a brand new CD out.
I do have a CD out. Thanks for helping me with that one. I do. I released a CD in the fall called Cocoon Stew, and it's a full-length compilation of, like, you know, all the songs I've written in about a year or so. Well, not all of them, because I write a lot of songs, the ones that made the cut, I guess. And I sell that for $8, and I do a lot of bartering, though, because I think it's really important to not just, you know, take $8 and call it a day. I'll help someone that, if they want to...
Well,
give me their necklace or their shoes, I'll take them.
Well, so everybody bring your extra jewelry. when you come to an Emily Rose show, bring your extra jewelry.
Bring anything. Actually, recently at a show, somebody online was saying, oh, I really want to buy your CD, but I'm so broke right now. I said, well, what I need right now is paper towels and a spatula. Because I just got a new place, which we're going to have to talk about in a minute. But so I ended up going to my show that night, and then this man walks in with like this humongous package of paper towels.
Well, now, everybody should be aware of what could happen at an Emily Rose show.
It's true.
So, tell you what, can we have some more music out of you?
Of course, yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I think I might get a little emotional.
Please do.
All right. Here we go.
What's it going to be?
This is going to be called Eggs and Bacon.
Emotional? Well, it's not really about food. Well, I guess it could be. Anyways, this is called Eggs and Bacon. And my name is Emily Rose. Obstructing your view, I feel like I'll never really have you. I feel like a side dish, I'm poisoning your plate. And she's your eggs and bacon, baby. She's your chocolate cake. And she is the force behind everything you do. No, I never really. It's only a matter of time before she returns and I quietly resign. And it seems few delay the inevitable.
dish. Hell, I'm poisoning your plate. And she's your eggs and bacon, baby. She's your chocolate cake. And she is the force behind everything you do. No, I'll never really have you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Very nice.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, by the way.
Oh, well, we're so happy to have you here.
It's a good day so far.
Yes,
I ate falafels before I came here.
Ah, this is the neighborhood for it.
Well, tell me, if people want to come and see Emily Rose live and in person,
yeah,
what can they do?
Oh, well, first of all, they can go to my MySpace, if they do that MySpace thing. And should I tell you my URL for that?
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Okay. It's myspace.com/// Rose for Emily, which is R-O-S-E, then the number 4, Emily, E-M-I-L-Y. And also I have a website. I'm pretty computer illiterate, but it's okay. It's emilyrosemusic.com. And they can... anybody can just personally email me and let me know that they're going to come to the show and that, you know, talk to me one-on-one. I like that kind of thing.
And you've got a big show this Saturday, don't you?
Yeah, I have one at AJ's Cafe in Ferndale. I'll be opening up for my friend Megan Tanjas, who has a CD release party.
Ah.
Yeah, it's Valentine's Day, so it's funny because her and I both have a lot of songs about heartbreaks. So it's just perfect.
Perfect for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, all the bitter single people can come out and enjoy.
That's AJ's Cafe in Ferndale.
The Valentine's Day alternative.
All right. Cool. You've got some unusual titles. In fact, the name of your CD is Cocoon Stew, Songs I Wrote as a Caterpillar. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't know how I think I went to this preschool where, like, half the younger kids are caterpillars and the older kids are butterflies.
Oh.
That's what they call them. And so I think maybe that terminology or that analogy just stuck with me, but I think it's basically about me, you know, growing up. Well, I don't know if I'll ever really grow up, but a lot of the transformations, I guess, I've been through in the past year. So I guess, yeah.
Turn you into a butterfly. You certainly sing like one.
Thank you. Do butterflies sing?
Well, if they could.
They probably do. You know, actually, I think maybe all animals sing on some level, probably. If we just maybe can't hear them with our own human ears.
Well, in fact, for something that we can hear, mm-hmm. What are you going to have next?
Next I'm going to play Sex, Money, Got Ugly.
Talk about unusual titles.
I know, right? I figured since you mentioned the unusual title thing. This is what's one of my newest songs. It's a little angsty.
And it is on your new CD.
It's
the first song on your new CD.
It is the first song on my new CD. And I'm really happy with the recording. And the song, I wrote it. I mean, I try to be like a really optimistic person in general, because I think that if you stay positive, good things will happen. And if you stay negative, bad things will happen, you know. But I guess you wouldn't really be able to tell that when I play this song. That's what I'm trying to say.
Called Sex, Money, Got Ugly.
On the edge. edge of a cliff in a hotel room with weekly rates, yellow walls that know my secrets, mirrors that dwell on my mistakes. Visitors come to feel me up, drink my coffee, spend their luck, bite my nails, chew the rinds. When knees are open, close the blinds, and nobody feels anything real. Just sex, money, God, and ugly. Get through the day, a vodka parade. Pray your way out. The clouds got eaten, moon gets full. The brain deals cards behind the skull. Somewhere someone's underfed, 'cause of something someone said. We cradle babies born to slaughter while sipping federal toilet water. 'Cause love has taxes, fees, and fines. When knees are open, close the blinds, and nobody feels anything real. Just sex, money, God.
Interesting.
Yes, you're listening to Emily Rose right here.
Hi.
At the Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios. In fact, if you have any comments or concerns for Emily Rose, you can call right here, 845-9676, or toll free, that's 800-585-4322, extension 9676. Hit option 1 to get right into the studio.
Ooh, yes, call. Ask me anything.
We can't put them on the air, but we will relay the question. In fact, the first time I ever played your music, I announced your show, and I gave the wrong date or wrong time, mm-hmm. and a listener was so interested in going that he looked it up and called me with the correct information. So I know you've got some fans out there.
Makes me feel good. Thank you.
And if you're not able to catch this, or you're driving out of the area and you're losing our signal, remember.
No, turn around.
You can always catch it at our our website, whfr.fm, because the Motor Live performances are podcasts. So
cool,
you will be
that?
In our archives now.
Thank you.
Well, at 6
Making
o'clock.
History.
That's
right. I just got to keep you guys liking me for another 25 minutes.
Well, that might not be too difficult.
Cool.
In fact, mm-hmm. You told me we had to ask about your music video.
Yeah, I definitely want to touch on that. because I just put it up on my MySpace, and it's finally up on YouTube. It's something I've been working on. Oh, well, the concept has been around since, like, for the fall, late last summer, and finally it's done. We kind of put all our beans together. I don't even know if that's a term. We put all our beans together, and it is now. And we made this music video happen for my song called Full. It's a really personal song to me. It's actually a song about having an eating disorder.
Really?
Yeah, which is something I've struggled with myself since I was about 16. And it was always really, really difficult for me to write about because I have anorexia nervosa and binge disorder. And, well, first of all, it was something that was just hard to admit to myself and to the world, but to, like, make art about it was something that really took a lot out of me. But you know, I finally wrote a song about it, and then we made a music video.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's available on your MySpace site?
It's on my MySpace site.
Which is MySpace Emily Rose. Rose for
Rose
Emily.
Rose for Emily. Yeah, Emily Rose, I think, was taken. There's this movie I don't want to talk about.
Oh, I don't blame you.
I'm just kidding.
It was a terrible movie.
I know. But yeah, basically, the video, we use this... It's a true story about a songwriter named Shelby Starner who died of bulimia, unfortunately, in 2003. And we tell her story throughout the video. So it's like one of those things that you kind of have to really watch with an open heart and maybe be sitting down. And if you know someone that has an eating disorder or you yourself struggle with eating problems, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. And maybe it could help. I don't know. I was hoping that it could inspire a few people to open up about their issues and get them out there in the open.
Well, why don't you open up right now?
Mm-hmm.
And how about doing Full for us?
Here we go. Cool. All right. This is called Full. Shower with a stranger, made love to my hand, led a dog to a manger, rewrote the plans. I found mushrooms on the carpet and six bobby pins. I'm not gonna give, not gonna give in. I am empty again. Halfway home. Empty. But fictitious tales, drenched in ballpoints, delusions. I devised the details.
sorry for the delay. I got the birthday card. Been busier than hell. Things are going well. Give my regards. I gained a little weight, drained what I ate, ran until I fell. Please don't tell. Back on feet again. Learn to eat.
Thank you. It was very moving. In fact, we were watching the video while you were singing that.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
How cool.
And I do encourage everyone to either see it on your Emily, yeah, Rose for Emily,
yeah,
on MySpace site,
mm-hmm.
Or it's also on...
It's on YouTube. The guy, my friend, actually, Greg DeLiso, he's a film director, and he did it for free for me because he believed in it, and that is so cool. I love when people, give and share their time and talents like that. And so it's on his YouTube channel, but you can access it certainly on my MySpace. But if you go on YouTube, you can just type in Emily Rose Full on the search, and then it should pop up after like 7 Exorcism of Emily Rose pictures. A bunch of pictures of me with my head spinning around.
No, that's not you.
Don't be so sure of yourself, Mr. Lennon.
Oh.
No, it really was very moving. The
Thank
pictures
you.
Of her as a child and then the captions.
Yeah, I know. It's really crazy because I think a lot of people don't really understand how severe eating disorders can get and how you can actually die from an eating disorder. It's actually the only mental disorder that you can physically die from. And it's... It's something that just shouldn't be taken lightly, for lack of better words. It's something that I encourage everybody to talk about, just always talk about. Let people know that they have someone to talk to when they're ready to speak. It's just, I just can't stress it enough.
Well, okay, and I'm glad you helped yourself with
Thanks.
That song.
Yeah.
Now, earlier you told us that you had a moving experience. An apartment or something?
Oh, you were going to have to tell us about?
Well,
the funny thing is today, before I came out here, my plumbers came. But I've been having issues with my toilet. It's not me. It's an old building, okay? It's not me, just so you know. And anyhow, I can't use the toilet. It's not going down. It's going up. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes, it isn't a moving experience.
Oh, gosh. So basically, we just found out today that they have to rip out the floor to get the pipes. Because it's an old building. There's a lot of trees there. And I don't know. Yada, yada, yada. I can't be living there for a little while. I have to move my rabbit and myself elsewhere.
You've got a rabbit?
Yeah, a little bunny.
You've got a bunny?
Mr. Bennett Strange.
What's his name?
Bennett Strange.
Well.
He's magical. I swear it.
Your magic bunny.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Emily Rose would have a magic bunny.
Gosh. crazy world we're living in.
Yes. In fact, why don't we just keep this music going? We've got about 12 minutes left.
Okay, cool. The next song, actually, this kind of flows right into it because this is about the last apartment that I moved out of.
Ooh,
I have no good luck with it. My luck is poor when it comes to apartments. This apartment was actually haunted with just spirits, and it was just wild. And it's called apartment number 2. Newspaper, body count, new reasons to miss you. I heard a noise from across the room, a cobweb serenading, a telegram to the kettle in the kitchen. Who whistled it? Made excuses, the second hand stops. I made it to the floor where I pined. I pined. I pined. Over you. I
Now, these are all true stories you're telling us, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No,
oh, that was very, very chilling. Very nice. Enjoyed that a
Thanks.
Lot.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I wish you better luck at apartment number 3.
Well, so far, no ghost activity. I think there might be the ghost of a horse there. But, yeah. I'm a very strong believer in the other side and ghosts and everything like that, and I'm very into it. You know, even I think that even if you don't believe in ghosts, it's fun to believe, fun to. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure that they exist.
you never know what you might find hidden.
I'm pretty sure there's one sitting right next to me. He's going, Emily, what are you talking about?
Well, speaking of hidden things. Yeah. There's a hidden track on your CD.
Yes, there is. How did you know? You listened to it, didn't you?
Yes, I really enjoyed it. It's
Thanks.
A cute thing. So.
Oh, cool.
I know it's not on your playlist.
Oh, I'll play it as my last song if you'd like.
Oh, we'd love to.
What's the name of it?
What is it called? I don't even have a name.
Doesn't
for
have
it.
A name. It's
you know, it's hidden. Well, I mean, it's yeah, because it's not on. It doesn't say the name on there, but I kind of I call it Diversify. I guess if it had to have a name, but yeah, I could. This won't go out to Margaret because she's been so sweet and having me get all the way out here, and I'm really happy to be doing this today. So that's
right. We want to remind you that you can see Emily Rose live this Saturday at AJ's Cafe in Ferndale.
Yeah, I think it starts at 8. Come on out, you know, come talk to me, and I think I might. I might bring brownies or something.
All right.
So that's some incentive for you.
And what do you need right now? Do you need paper towels or?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
for the listeners issues. Can bring to your show.
Right now, I'm craving ice cream.
Okay.
I probably still will be craving ice cream, regardless of whether I get it today or not. So they can, well, it might melt in the car. Maybe those Dippin' Dots, if somebody, if somebody out there wants to bring Dippin' Dots to the show, I'll trade them Dippin' Dots for a seat. I don't like cookies and cream, though.
let's hear this song.
Okay. I haven't played it in a while, so. All right, let's do it. So this is called Diversify, and my name's Emily Rose. Thanks for listening. Join me in the act of vegetation, but you are so mean to me. You always make me cry. How could I ever rule the world without a decent guy by my side? Sometimes I wish just diversify. Well, Genghis Khan's war tactics have all gone with the horse on which he died, and Bonaparte, he made a living art of oppression to succession while maintaining his pride. But I've got a plan, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the land. But you are so mean to me. Always make me cry. How could I ever rule the world without a
a decent guy by my side. Sometimes I wish you would just diversify.
And someone just told me it's your birthday today.
Oh,
happy
yes,
birthday.
Well,
thank
what
so
a wonderful
much.
Present to be able to come on the Motor this, Live Drive at 5.
This is actually a really good birthday present, so thank you so much. But and, don't forget the Dippin' Dots.
Oh, well, tell you what, you've got about 4 minutes left. What can you do in 4 minutes?
Oh, did you want to do another one?
Yeah,
oh,
sure. Why don't we just get as much as we can?
Why not? Yeah, okay. I'll do Ruminate.
Well, hold on. Before we do that, just remind people that you're going to be at AJ's.
Yeah.
That's in Ferndale, 9 Mile and Woodward.
Uh-huh.
And you can check out her music at EmilyRoseMusic.com or at MySpace. It's Rose for Emily.
Yeah. And I'm still working. I got a Facebook. I don't know. I'm trying with all these sites, you guys.
I understand.
But yeah, anybody who wants
you're an artist.
I know, right? I just want to make the music. But yeah, anybody who wants to drop me a line anytime, if you have any questions about anything, even if I don't have an answer, I'll listen. So, yeah.
Okay, let's
Thanks
listen
so
now.
Much. Great. This is called Ruminate. Weatherman predicts rain all week, and that seems fitting since you and I no longer speak. The water floods my window with a lack of concern for the air conditioner. I'll wait till winter to return. And I don't miss you like I used to. I only ruminate when there's nothing better to do. I've got your 9-inch nails t-shirt folded and washed next to my bed. I've got a can of Campbell's chicken noodle, paper waiting a list of all the hurtful things you've said. I've got so much left of you to sort through and dispose. I wish you'd just let me let you go. Your 9-inch nails.
next to my bed.